launching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help, give, and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Chovesa, hallelujah, rendin tal talangase El Noah, and tal talangase Tucana and Antinena, and tal talvika in Hawaii, don bula binaka and singa binaka nikua. We can then leo evit in the warung to my Pennsylvania, Washington DC, my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, sebelum ada bangga warung tu main bulan di Amerika, kemudian di Seattle, kem do kedan ngon ini viti kem do sara 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 tumai serevi kem mata wale antikara do bulu menaga orto ngone en sika binaga ni kuwa haleluya haleluya tal tal gasi na itini gerandini kem do ngone do bulu menaga mai sielo haleluya okela ni kem do sabi akaba taga tuga mai zaki kira mau ikin matau di bulu menaga en sika binaga ni weekend na waro tuga viti log ti log in tumai ni sanga ni new Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head, and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of Our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gosilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigamina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like, well, I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Rogers' daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular work can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Gasilebe has mentioned today, welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Avusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodists, this is a moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion, and I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I receive are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination, but they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary, because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the circle world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle, or the kingdom, the end time financier, or the against all odds, we are just trying. We want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying Tanu aki tu kana lobstatiko. Turu guys, sindo lu kana na lobstan si berwai. Ime la kong ona bakalaba ni ko sa overflow. Emeni. Emeni. Because when you trust in God, hallelujah, he knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you could take a single question, okay, to no more back some Coloma Langatak. Nakaka no lumini no mukavati, lalam back on the tangani flower, a lala no wai, a lala no freezer, a sonakai to Ivali Kukila, Nanamurai, a singing in Donakai to Kika, Wakakome Loma Langatak, another one, a rutikiton on Dona Mazawa. When a week I was said to be can the Castle in the Matakani Singaniko, and the Saturmaya and the Kai Sangavikan, the Samai Wakana Numa. Sakota na nomu wakasa mai kota na nomu koko e kota na nomu ndu imba la tiko kila ni sindo na kaitiko e na dina ni nomu sikala wa kachi kwa wiki ndaru nikuwa mendaru kako ni ndu inga unga wana kami ndaru kani ni singa ni mataka iko ndabiti kwa nikuwa ni mataka ina ge zaka zaka taki kwa ya iko bambata na nomu kalawe kalau ni kuwa kalau ni mataka kalau ni vimusika kebe ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of his words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. My understanding will tell me, no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, do kabirto na makumbungu. Nindayara matakalala, don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for him to go. Why? So he can allow his Holy Spirit to be yours and ours, to be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Program Nation against all odds, economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Nanondaru kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Okay, I'm gonna second me labo, kwa bulina labo, kwa bulina kakedana. Oh, hallelujah. Elebuna kaya lakutala la fiakchinga to me biko. Okoya. E kom bula bula me biko. Baba uti kwa manda. Baba uti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lalilai. Kuni kundanda tu. Amen. Sabe kanda saba kanda mata malumulu mutu hae sengi ni to biko ko viti esen. Amen. Wukibe kwa sabu kwa kwa sabu kuni kwa mata malumulu mutu kusini to biko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust him. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni sanga na lava ko na sanga ni bitiko reba. Vitale ke sanga ni lava. Lakme bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu sanga ni mataka ke ko kabe mo kanga ko set. I'm good. Kako ba kanto ni ba kama kame yali na lomo sanga. Amen. Leba na daga daga. Do not entertain the love of money. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. When you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically, you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically, you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God yourself called the dead to life. You condemn it to the corner, Kalan Darugaraba, El Bosa, El Randori Nabula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You condemn it to go from this side right up to this side. Sini do bekendangalala, willi kino kwe was chikinengo. Amen. Sini do bekendangalala, tuna non the need, tuna non the nrendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as though they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana talk, call talk. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be ours. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous they live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't ungori lala tuna bausi yen and dinango.
Hallelujah.
Aurawata na kakedanga na buku Kristo. And don't utigongori. Niku sadegu may nadaga yen and dinango.
Au
salagu may meron and bula meron magalibusara. And don't utigongori lala tuna kobate yen and dinango.
Oh, hallelujah.
And don't utigongori. Yokoya o koliadi. Turanganda uvala. Tuawa. And don't utigua yen and dinango. Nungu kalo elebu lake may be kwa na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't utigongori ni salala na kakana yen and dinango. A multiply na flower batakina waini. And don't utigona kako duruma.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
E kaya wato Elijah vi kwa na mara mani sarifadi. Mesaga ma indona keki. Tuna kwa sabosa nga indona iluku flower. Kina wai wai sabola ilai. Ia, kwa vya ma ina kengu keki. Mena nga inrelo tiko na wai wai. Kana nga isaga ni wati rao na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni leila ina flower. Endonu tiko ngori sa leila ina wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wutu tini kaka na nukania. Ia nandina ngo. My God is a prize of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. And then I go go chera na kalosa pagarotaka. Na panilo tu tigo mayno mukilau etara na 200. Ngayote runa mula sa runa na expenses 35,000. And donuya $200 in our pocket. And donuya we start with $200. Yanandina go e pagoti na kalosa 35,000. E kama ibia because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
Tapi kau mana tukar sama tuh? Sorry, lebu nanu mu religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? Na religious ko. Eh, hotel talas ini bahagote. Ana religious. How many? Obi bahagote mai yang sesari kata-kata. Hallelujah. Kuni baga too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oi como va candina taki go yo sa go yo sa nga go tambe tongori oi continua ngori tari go to sa mo yo continua ngori so mo di ba kulkul tunga ni go long mailo tu sanga mo yo mai candina mai na ga itu tembar na buno ni vila li na buno ni ngat tama
hallelujah
amen candina mai va candina taki go mai mal to ko na buni ndira ni go ba candina taki go na kalongo na ndina ni beko
hallelujah
amen Kuni baka tayle mo taki kerao. Kuni baka tayle wari o taki kerao. Wakandi na ta. Iko mondi na mai. Hey mani. Sorry minanga natura.
Hallelujah. Na Numbers 23:19 eka weekend or na Chloe. It's a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie nor a son of man to change his mind. Ooh. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything. Remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And if I can think about some book, the breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. No son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Amen. What you need, he knows. Cruise. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mbona te kemene sawa kia bata tunga sanga ko la kani kala iku sinro ni wakia. O kongo la konga no la ko no lane. Ko la ko makata tonu. So ni ko tiku ni ko ka ko tala ni ko wakia tori ko matua tori ko ndei. Mbona ta ko no mo inu imbola. You know your parents will fail you, school system will fail you,
yeah.
Work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again on the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I'll say thingoma no bakaro mo ye and the bibakarotaki. I cannot reverse it. Okay, mandanga ko me bless ki ko sekta jubi ko 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 me reverse tak. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. Kebakasa revisit ta kokwa na command from God. Me blessed ki. E sekretary to be kona kokwa me reverse tak. Baka ikenda. Some of the blessed ken do. Some of the ken do lwanda kona ngatelendere kire zengu. Ndona be kama ndo vina kibikona na zakire biko zengu. Amen. Hallelujah. Eba to ya na nondo bulokend. Yena kalongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Lebe re de mena ni Methodist ra kawo lebe na nondo tela sanga sanga ni tela lebe ngana ni tobo kambota. Amen. Lebe na kai zakatu lo mani ministry ngo wili kina na voli ni TV station. Sanga ni tone labo. Amen. So if you're one of them and you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. And he said, yes, what that has got to do with me. We heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the many you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is 50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatina Valo was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had 30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You've seen with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Na kokonga nomu zakazaka na lebugani nomu sodika e ana the other 50%. Where is anybody alala? Sengani bi ibalanga lala teke kero kero tala tete kero tala zakazaka teke ra. Amen. So kako ni kontambe mbavalo malomaniko. Believe in this God and trust in this God because He's not a man to lie nor son of man to change His mind. You need to believe in Him. And He says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Blessed to prosper you, never ever to harm you, to bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, there are a lot of things you have a mouthful to say, close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. Baya sana na condition na kadi biki na nakalo na vivaro teki biko. Iko roni masu lolo ya kake biko taka. But kiko kaka se ubude sana kake biko taka chuki ke cancel taki chuki na no blessing ike. Wiki sana biko sana mwenye kame kwa sebero chini lolo sabaka.
Sarongo te biki nda la bosi nikalo eni si ni kuwa. Sange bato biki nda non den ding dingi. Kabi kende voltambo kwa sarongo da nungu bosa. Kada kabo kende ndo na ka satama tabuku. Satoto bata kende satara na vale enan del ni vatu. Ike baga ndo sarongo da nungu bosa. Kasi nda kabo kende ndo na ka satama talilia. Satoto bata ndo na satara na vale enan del ni nuku. Ni natau na uda, dogo na ndo mbui, na liwa na dangi. Na tambaga na vale kwa ya enan vale. Sa kale una na vale. Sabi mbuli eni wiki enda turangir marama dhoro buki nungu nilewa. Enan vuno limu kwa New Zealandi na bosa nikalu enda sarongo da. Na numa tiko nga tuwa karo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara bina ndambula ena singa bina kanyukua nga ingiri nga eni ena namba sa tuku niwati tuku waridake wakalunga teki kia ndana turanga ena singa bina kanyukua. Amen.